There's a moon over Bourbon Street tonight. I see faces as they pass beneath the pale lamplight. I've no choice but to follow that call.
Hello, Bonsai friends. This is Evan Pardue of Underhill Bonsai, and welcome to episode 83 of Little Things for Bonsai People. It is the year 2024, the year of the wood dragon, and this time I have a very special guest with me today, Laurent Dirot from France, Cosmic Bonsai, of course. Of course, we talk about him all the time. How's it going, Laurent?
I'm good, and you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yep. I'm excited to talk about some new things going on with you. I've seen you've launched some new content. You got some stuff coming down the pipeline that people should be looking forward to. And also, I wanted to catch up with you about your experiences in America and some future stuff that you might have be going on, right?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and go through and just say before we get into that our show is sponsored by our amazing patrons over at patreon.com/littlethingsforbonsaipeople. Head on over there and become a Bonsai Best Bud and hang out in the Discord with these people and talk bonsai all day with them. And we have a sponsor. Our main show sponsor is Joshua Roth Tools. Our featured best bud of the week is Dale. Thank you, Dale, for sponsoring at the $5 level. And just to make it nice and quick, I'm going to go straight to mentioning Matt. Before I go any further, I can't go without mentioning Matt O'Donnell. He's our editor. He makes us sound smart. He cleans up the audio and makes us enjoyable to listen to. Sorry. Go over to mattodonnell.com and fill out a contact form or send him an email is probably the easiest way and start your own audio engineering project or podcast show with him. He's a set bassist living in Nashville, Tennessee. He's an all-around awesome guy. I say it every single time. It's in the script. Also, Matt has his own podcast show, Matt O'Donnell Wants to Know. Go listen to that. So Laurent, how have you been? I think it's been 6 or so months now since we last seen you.
Yeah, around that. I've just been back to farm and continue renovating my hatchet farm, as you know. Yep. And I'm rebuilding the house. So.
And so the house, is it close to what you were envisioning, or?
I've done only half of it for now. I've done the workshop, and I'm living in the workshop. And this year I'm going to make my house.
Okay. Yeah. The workshop's more important, right?
Yeah. I have to work, make money.
You know? Yeah, of course. So, recently we saw you launch a new campaign for a online platform. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I'm working with a young guy that I met in my town, and he's very talented, and I don't know if I told you, but I never wanted to make a channel because I prefer doing bonsai and speaking about it. And I believe more in books because books, people can take time to read it deeply. And I think it's very complicated to speak about bonsai on a video because people are disturbed or confused by what you say because today the information is going too quick for me. There is too much information, I mean. But with a book, you can take your time to read the page 24 and reread the page 36 again and again and read deeply the meaning of what is written inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I refused for years to make it. He convinced me to make it because first, for the money, of course, and I'm not going to lie to you. And the second, he told me, like, we don't have to make like everybody does, like only speaking about bonsai. But as you know, when I do bonsai, I like to speak about politics. I like to speak about social travel, history, drawers, painters, art in general. So I'm going to use all this channel to speak about all that at the same time.
Yeah. We all know that your works do show all those different themes and contexts. And you also had a display very recently at the trophy, correct? That was the one with the robots with the picket signs.
Yeah, it's a critique about the IA.
The criticism about IA, AI, I mean, like the artificial intelligence?
AI.
Okay. Yeah. And that one, would you say that one was well-received? How do you feel that the audience reacted to it?
Oh, but this is always the plan. In Europe, they always want to see just what they want. My display was very clear. It's about the robot. They'll go against the humans, and the only problem on the planet is humans. Because there's no human, there's no problem. That's what is writing in the back of their hand, the man on the branch, you know? And they say a lot of bullshit. They say I was a Nazi because there was a Nazi hanged on the branch. Well, they say everything except the meaning of the display. They speak about everything except the tree, except about the meaning of the display, and except the work I put on it. So the reception I have for my work in America is completely different than the reception I have in Europe. In Europe, they always see the bad things of the part of my display, but they don't want to see the meaning of it.
Yeah, no, I did actually look at the tree in detail. There was a lot of photos of it. A lot of people took really good photos of that tree. And I mean, that's one of your best trees, if not your best tree to date, as far as the technicality of the tree, the way that it was refined, the choice of pot and a choice of the stand was very nice.
Thank you very much. This is the first time I hear some good comments about my work, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's you put it straight out in the open there. You go straight to the point with the visuals of the accenting pieces and stuff. And like me and you've talked about that a good bit, and you want to tell the story, and the story is very clear, but you had always expressed that you wanted to be more sophisticated about it and not just show a bunch of figures next to a tree that didn't really have the feeling you were trying to express. And yes, the tree is technically sound. It has a lot of branching and stuff that is just as surprising as the robots give to the viewer's eye. So those drop branches that come off the side are very nice, very elegant, and really draw your eye through the whole display. And even the guy, how he's hanging from the branch reflects the branches dropping from the tree too. I thought that was really, really interesting looking.
And that's the point, you know, that every time I do something, they always drink me back to Japanese style, and they tell me it's too noisy. There is too much elements on my display, and it's because they never read my book. I've been speaking to her for 20 years. And I explain clearly in my book that my composition is more like a baroque system, like we do in Europe, you know, like a castle of Versailles, or we have a lot of stuff, you know, to express something, just like in the music, you know. We have a lot of notes. And in the Japanese style, everything is very, how can I say that? There's very few elements, you know?
Yeah.
They don't understand that in my display, it's very noisy, but it's, I made it in purpose. I mean, I make it in purpose. The reason is because I want to make it like a Western way. Like a lot of things, and you have to dive inside of it to understand all the elements, you know? Like the Westerners use. We are not Japanese.
Yeah.
So they always want to see the Japanese way, and they should just get out of this way and just feel the emotions about the display. Because the tree is perfect. I built all the tables, iron table by myself, the chain. The cheetah always is in iron, very old to do, long time to do. And it has been made by my students. I mean, if you look at all the elements of the composition, everything is perfect. And they're still not allowed to put some paintings or scrolls behind the trophy. So it could have been even better with the scroll behind.
What scroll or painting would have you liked to see behind it?
With the high hair, I wanted to put a poster, like the Matrix poster. You remember with the numbers in green?
Mm. Oh, the Matrix. Green. There you go. Yeah.
So I wanted to put that because for me, the three elements, like they do in Japanese style at the end, the three together are telling a story.
Yeah.
Since they're not allowed to put some skull or painting behind, now the story is very hard to tell now because we have only two elements on three.
Mm-hmm.
That's really repeating. Everybody complains about that, and I don't know why they stop, you know, allowed to put painting.
Yeah. I mean, the way that the robots are holding the signs and that's kind of a painting in a way. It's kind of an extra thing because you don't see words in Bonsai a lot. You don't see, like, you've used this before.
No, but that, normally if I was alone, with the painting. I would not have used, you know, the balls.
Mm-hmm.
I used them because it was like a lack of replacement of the painting.
Yeah. I think one of the other things that is really challenging with this type of display too is that, and this is all pieces of art that, you know, visual arts as far as paintings and sculptures and everything else, is that anytime that there's numbers or words on art, it makes it a little too on the nose for people. They feel like there's a lack of interpretation. So with the signage, you're being very direct about your message, but there, some people, that's another reason why I feel like people would be a little bit pushed against it, because they're like, why is he telling me exactly how to feel? And see, that's another reason to be upset. I could see that for them.
Yeah, but there's no reason to me, because if you look at all the display, it's a peace message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the ripples are on the ground. The robot says that they don't want war, and the only problem on Earth is human, you know?
Yep, yep.
So if you look at all the letters, there's nothing about war, or it's against war.
Yeah, with all the guns laid down and the robots being left.
The only problem is you. You are making the problems. You created us, but we don't want it. We know if you want more trees and we want the planet to be safe, we need to eradicate you, because you are the problem.
Yeah.
And that's a fact if you think about it. No human, no problem. More animals, you know, more freedom, more mountains, more clean water.
Yep.
The only problem is, but if you say to people, I believe that the more you speak about the truth to people, more they feel angry against you, you know, because they can't see themselves in front of the mirror.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the tree itself a little bit too. How long in training has this particular cosmic been?
So you have to understand that this tree is the one is in the cover of the first volume.
Yes, that's the same tree. I recognized it. Mm-hmm.
It's the same tree. So I sold it like 7 years ago. So the problem with these my trees, you know, that every time I go to exhibition, I put them back in my garden and I grow them again and again, and I change the floor and I change all the movement of the branches. But the trees never look the same at every exhibition every 5 or 6 years. So when I sell it to a customer, they are still like in the Japanese way. So they just do the ramification.
And
so the way it has been trained for 7 years, it's not my work, it's my customer work. It's a good work, but it's Japanese work.
Yes.
They don't continue the cosmic fire.
Yeah. So that's one of the major differences here in this particular display, is that you would rather it been a little bit more wild and a little bit more loose in your style.
Less ramification, but with longer branch.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I was noticing.
Okay, because the good thing is that this year I didn't have any tree ready to be exposed, because I'm very demanding to my quality of the tree. So I told my customer to say, can I use your tree? And we took the pot together, and the pot is very cool. It's a tall villa pot, one of the great potter men in Iran, just like some land art, you know. And it's a scout for Charlie, so it's also speaking about the death, you know.
Yeah. The detail in the foot of the pot is very, very good. And yeah, like I do agree, Thor is one of the best.
I want to make it too, because the pot and the tree is it's perfect. I mean, to me, it's perfect.
Yep. And I noticed that a lot of cosmic trees I've seen in the past are displayed in deeper vessels or deeper pots like this too. And it's very, very suiting, in my opinion. It's just visually.
It depends on how you grow it. You will see in the future that you will see with very flat pot with many, many different kinds of pot. I want one. And we just opened the door 2 years ago. I believe in the future the students going to be more surprising to me. Yeah. I'm coming from the whole school. Don't forget that. I just opened the door, but I'm still a whole school guy. You know? Even in the composition, I feel like I mix half Japanese way and half modern way. But the new generation is going to be 100% modern. What I hope will be like that.
So you feel like the modern age of your cosmic style is going to surprise you really soon, is what you're saying?
I hope so. I have one children already to brag me. You remember with the tree last year? Composition with the World War III. We made a competition together, but they made the tree from the start to the end by himself, from a cutting in only 12 years. And this tree is better than any tree I've ever made. So I guess in the future, I hope students are going to be better than me and more free to show me.
Yeah. I know that with the trees that I've been working with, I remember we were using the water elms here, and I'd shown you the picture of what happened over the course of just, that was 6 months of it just growing, and I got to rework it. And I think that's the process that a lot of people, whenever they take your workshops, that's why we're hoping you'll come back in the near future here to America to do some more workshops, is that that second stage is very crucial to understanding where it's going to go.
The first one is just put wire on it and just feel free to move the branch. But really, tree starts to have a character after you take out the wire and then you rewire, because then you have to follow something already existing. You know, you don't create something from zero.
Yep.
So the second step is amazing. The third step is amazing. The more you go through it, the more it's amazing. Because then you understand the style, really. So many people that don't only try, they are wrong. Because if they just try the freedom of making it, they will understand that the tree has its own character. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially in Louisiana and in Florida, every 6 months you can do again and again because your climate permits it.
Yeah,
you cannot do this here. You can do that only once a year, you know?
That's what I'm excited about, is that after I saw how fast the response was, because I know that like the elm trees in particular grow here pretty quick, but I wasn't thinking about the implications of how often I would be able to rework these trees in the manner of how cosmic style demands that we work on them. So the dewiring and rewiring process, it gets more exciting because I have longer and longer pieces to compress. Yeah. And to make something
and
new. Yeah. And then...
And your fans become bigger?
What was that?
And your fans become bigger?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So every time you have a new director.
Yeah. And so that's one thing I was wondering with, is that I would love to take a few of these cosmic water elms and just move them up into a bigger pot, because I would like them to go from a 1-inch trunk to, I would like to get them up to 3 inches, you know, in the future. And that would be really awesome, because all those
That's a very good
branches.
Point we have to think about. What I see, actually, even with Mike and you, everybody is putting the tree too early in a bonsai pot.
Yep.
Not so. I use wooden pots or plastic pots, you know, as long as the tree is not mature, I don't use a bonsai pot. Of course, you are in a tropical country, so it's going faster than mine in my country. But you're slowing down by putting him in a very small pot. Yeah. If you put him in a bigger pot, of course, it will grow even faster.
The water elms that I'm working with, they're in these plastic bonsai pots that are deeper, but I will be moving those up. So I think I'm going to take about 10 or so of them and just make those my long-term trees and just always put those in larger containers when they need it. And then every once in a while, you said that, well, I remember talking to you in the past, like when you feel like your tree, you want to go into refinement and show it for 1 year, since our season's so quick, I can show it and then I'm done. And then I put it back into the training pot again, correct? With Cosmic. Yeah. So that's one of the thought processes there too. Or is that too far off?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Oh, well, yeah, like I did a winged elm, right? Another elm tree that was on exposed roots, and I put it into a bonsai container that was small. And I'm just going to use it for display this year and the next year. That tree will go back into a larger container again to, like what you said, you want to keep going. You want to let it just grow out again.
Yeah, and more mature.
So, and I really like that, because that's something that was hard for me to get around. And you, like you said, like I remember you telling me over and over again, you're like, stop trimming it. You know, you gotta go with it. You gotta keep the process going because the tree will never become good.
Now you have it. Now you understand why everybody's doing the Japanese way. You know, they let it grow and they cut it back because they want some ramification to open the trunk, right?
Really?
In the cosmic style, because you will never cut the top of the branch. You always grow it because you want big, you know, principal branches with a lot of movement. So you never cut the top of the branch. So it's growing faster, right?
Yeah.
And it's getting bigger and can do some stuff. And you tree have a lot of character in very few years. Many times people see my trees and they say, oh, he's only 10 years. Yeah, because I never cut it. You know? I cut it like 2-3 years just before the division to make the ramification, because ramification, you have no choice. If you want to look like a bonsai, you need some ramification, right?
Yeah.
But during all the process, as you never cut the top, you see how fast it's going compared to Japanese way, because in Japanese way, you always go back. You let it grow, cut. Let it grow, cut. And your tree never grow.
And I'm starting to see that. And so when you prefer to show it, you'll probably never really want to show a lot of ramification. So when you're done with it, you cut all of your ramification off except for that strongest top of your branch or your apical bud, and you just let it go again.
I mean, personally, I don't care about ramification. Because to me, my eyes are focused on the movements and the quality of the skull. I need my tree to look weird, you know, like really, I have to look at the tree like growing on another planet. So to me, ramification is not important. But I have to, because, you know, in the mirror, if you don't have ramification, you're not even selective. Because they don't look at the tree and the quality of the trunk, even if nobody is able to do it. Because nobody is able to do it because they don't try. Just one, you know, a helmet, very dense on a trunk. They want to hide everything.
Yep.
And I want to everything inside of my tree, because I believe that what is interesting inside is the trunk, the movement of the branches. But the ramification to me is not really important.
Mm-hmm.
But they focus on it because that's what they eat for 100 years, you know. They see that in the books every year. So it's like a pack, you know, and they have to follow the crew, you know, they have to follow. Everybody do this, so I have to do it. And even if you ask them why, they don't have an answer.
Yeah. And
just want to follow the crew.
I know a lot of the refinement stage stuff is that when we're getting ready for show and there's flaws or big scars or sections that are not filled in properly, that's whenever people use that, like you said, to hide those flaws in display because we want it to look perfect. Whereas cosmic is all out on the open.
If you think about it, what does it mean, look perfect? To me, my trees look perfect even without ramification, except people are not educated.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to educate them for 20 years, 30 years, train them every day in their brain, liberate themselves to say, hey, there's a beauty inside of this.
Yeah.
You know?
It takes
Now, they just don't even look at it. They say, it's not on that. You know, because they want to see a perfect compact juniper with deadwood, and that's all they want to see.
Yeah.
But
and that's...
people like Macklin, you know, are very exceptional. This kind of guy all over the world, but it's very few. Kind of really look at the tree. And he says, look at this tree, it's exceptional because he look at the tree. He doesn't want to speak about me, about who I am, and if I'm a good guy or a bad guy, you know, just look at the quality of the tree. He's a real artist, you know. Most of people, they are not artists. They are just followers, but they just want to follow the crew. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be the black sheep.
Yeah. And that's something I definitely agree with. I was going to say it, but you said it before I could. It really takes a special eye for someone to look at a piece of material and say that this is special. Not because I could put the first branch, second branch, and then the top of the tree on there like a Japanese style, but the trunk and the movement in the branches is what matters. And that's being like, that's very hard to teach.
And technically I'm saying, why are we hiding them all the time? Just because Japanese told us to do it.
Yep. So
every time people, you know, for 20 years, or not for 20 years, because I don't have ready cutting trees for 20 years, but this past, let's say 5 or 6 years, I start to show my trees in exhibition. very high level exhibition. And every time, you know, I take out the lid, even if it's not the right season, you know, even if it's not winter, everybody tell me, oh, that lid is dead and or whatever. And of course, I want to see my tree without the leaves because I want to see the structure. Yes. I don't care to see a maple. If I used to, if you tell me a maple, I don't care to see a triangle with full of leaves. I will just see the base of the trunk and nothing else. You know?
That is very true.
If it is during the winter, if you have flat branches, okay, it's perfect. The ramification is perfect. But as long as I've seen all the other in Japan, I don't want to reproduce another one in my garden. I want to make little maple. When the leaves are falling, I want to see something crazy.
Yep.
And that's my thing.
That's another reason why Cosmic has been so appealing to me personally as well, is that I got into bonsai because I really like deciduous trees. I really like trees that have seasonal change like that. And you're right. Whenever all the leaves go away, you see the work is right there in front of you. You can't deny that's what you're going to see, is you're going to see what the bonsai artist did. And they will show their true artistry and less technician work.
Exactly. Finally, yeah. People say, oh, plastic bonsai is artificial because they are not educated. In the future, when we're going to have very, very mature cosmic science like my students have, they will stop talking about that, you know? They will just have emotion, you know? Because in bonsai, if you think about it, we just need emotion.
Yeah.
Like paintings, drawings, you know? People like girls, people like butterflies, you know? Everybody has his own desires. But the quality of the work, you can't put shit on it, right?
Yeah.
If you are good or if you are bad, you can see it very fast in the tree. You know, you can shit on it because you need time to make a good tree.
Exactly.
We just have to educate people to say, okay, you don't like cosmic style, that's okay to me. But why? Why you just don't look at the quality of the trunk, quality of the branch, quality of the skull, the maturity and the machikomi inside? Why can't you just start to try to appreciate that?
Exactly.
As long as it takes, yeah, even longer than Japan style.
Hey everyone, this is John Eads, founder of Left Coast Bonsai and proud supporter of the Little Things for Bonsai People podcast. I'm breaking into your feed today to let you know about a few exciting things we're doing here at Left Coast Bonsai. We're a small, family-owned bonsai nursery that's focused on producing high-quality bonsai plant material, as well as sourcing hard-to-find supplies for growing in your own yard. For many of us, winter is a time to pause and reflect on the year ahead. Now's a good time to decide what seedlings and supplies you need for the upcoming season. We have a large selection of seedlings that will begin shipping out mid-February for our spring season. You can also order baskets, felt bags, or aluminum wire. In addition to the seedlings and supplies, I also teach classes and study groups on a broad range of subjects, including growing trees from scratch. I hope to hear from you soon and would love to talk about how we can support your bonsai growing journey. You can find us online at leftcoastbonsai.com, on Instagram at leftcoastbonsai, or send me an email at talk@leftcoastbonsai.com. Cheers!
This podcast is supported by Bonsai Bar, the beginner bonsai workshop popping up in breweries all across the Northeast. Bonsai Bar is 2 hours of tiny tree goodness disguised as a night out with friends. Come grab drinks, create a new tree, and watch as your friends and family get the bug for bonsai. Bonsai Bar is always looking for teachers and assistants, and you listen to this podcast, so you're probably already qualified. Bring your knowledge out to the bar. Apply today. Find event tickets, contact info, and more at bonsaibar.com.
So let's switch gears a little bit. And I know we talked about your online platform a little bit, but is there anything that you would like to tease to your audience of what to expect from it? Do you have a structure, or will people have to, like, what are you thinking about a subscription fee? Like, is there anything about that you would like to talk about?
We agree with my partner to not speak about the price, but I think it's a mistake. We should have announced the price because it's going to be very shit. It's going to be $10 each video. So for 6 months, it's going to be like $64 for 6 months and one video every month. And for the subscribers for 1 year, they have a special video they only have access because the other people can buy each video for $15. Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to be technically like $10 by video. If you subscribe for 6 months, it's going to be $64. So it's not very expensive. And every video is going to be like 1 hour, between 45 minutes to 1 hour. Now, the first video is 1 hour, but we're going to change the way we do the thing according to the advice of the followers. Now, if people think it's too long or it's too short, we're going to adapt ourselves to the people, you know?
Yeah.
Because we want to please them. We just want to make it fun. So there was a lot of movies extracts. There's a lot of, artist references, cosmos references, so history references. We want to make it like not only put this spreadsheet, do like this, do like that. We don't want to do the Japanese way, you know? Yes or no. We want to do the way you want, but you know, you still have some tactics to respect, right?
Yeah. Would you say...
Between that, we want to have fun. We want people to love doing the video, you know?
Yeah, you want people to be able to sit there and actually enjoy themselves, that they're not feeling exactly like they're sitting in school, because they're not going to learn anything.
Exactly. We want them to learn the tactics seriously. And after the video, they know more than before the video. But I want them to have fun.
Yeah.
Not something 100% serious. Do this, do that, don't do this. Because you know? I didn't like it for 20 years. And I don't want people to follow my videos and thinking that it's complicated. I will never arrive to do it. Yeah. I want them to say, I can do it. You know? Everybody can do it.
It, and that's kind of the essence or the feeling of this podcast show, even, is that I'm trying to encourage people to say, you can do this. Like anyone, it's like telling anyone that they can draw or they can paint. Like bonsai is in that same place, and so the videos should be engaging and fun in that way, and the feedback to adjust will also help you gauge that if they are having fun, you know? And so.
It's a secret, you know? If you have fun, you're going to make good trees. No doubt about that. If you take it too seriously, every time you go to, especially today, they go to one master and they go to another master. No any master say the same thing, you know?
Yep.
They all do the Japanese style, but none of them tell them when to put, when to grow, what kind of soil to eat. Because everybody's different. Everybody has its own recipe. And in the cosmic style, from the start, I tell them, find your own recipe.
Yeah.
Use the wire you want, use the season you want, you know, dialogue with your tree. If you make something wrong, your tree is going to tell you. He is the master.
Yeah. So you should be, for the listeners out there that will be engaging with your new platform, any tree species that works best for them is what you're going to encourage.
Even species I don't like, they can prove me that I'm wrong. Just question of patience, education. I mean, really, many times I have students, I tell them, to me, I tried it, too long, breakable, non-interesting, weak, you know, and, you know, they want to prove the master, they are better. So sometimes they come back with a tree that I don't like, the species, and they prove me I'm wrong. And that's the idea, you know, just do what you like to do.
Yep.
Don't do what I said. The only rule that we have, like I said, is that it has to look natural. That's the only rule in the cosmic side. Except that you can use the parts you want. You can, the most important is that to be very demanding to your tech. If you want to go to a national exhibition, your tree has to be perfect. And your display has to be perfect. But your story is your story.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
You want to speak about guns? Speak about punk. You want to speak about, I don't know, movies? Speak about movies. But do it well, you know, make it clear, perfect.
So for when people create cosmic based off of what they're watching on your videos, on your platform, will there be a forum area where they can submit photos and you can give them feedback? Is that what you're wanting to do as well?
Sorry, we are looking at this because on the channel, the platform is not like, we can't have like something in YouTube, like people can put some comments under. So we have thought, We start to think about opening another platform like Twitch or something like that, where we can speak together, you know?
That would be great. And so you could...
They could send some picture of their tree. But the problem is that if I have to give a search online to like 1,000 people, going to be impossible, right?
Yep. So that's where you'll have to kind of navigate that live stream space.
I can pick one example, and the next video I can say, look at this guy, he posted me this tree, and that's good because this and that, you know? And because I will, some trees will represent more work than if everybody send me a picture of a tree that everybody does the same. You know, the first curve, for example, has no meaning inside. But when you start to have like several curves, like you work on your tree for 1, 2, 3 years, then we can have a conversation about that then. Why you go on the left, why you go on the right, why you want to make it high or low, then we can have a conversation. Yeah? But I can't give a personal line to 1,000 people.
Yep. Yeah, that would be crazy. Like you said, it's impossible.
Yeah, but that's impossible. But what we can do is that 1 or 2 times a year, we can make a switch. We can have a conversation all over the world with me and Nathan, my partner, and then we can speak about bonsai like for hours.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, something else I thought about that I don't know if you'll be doing this, but will you be featuring other stand makers and pot makers that you like on your channel and kind of talking about how they're connected to
sure,
the style?
The six first video, to be honest, we're going to focus on bonsai because we don't want to make it too deep. You know, we want the maximum of people to understand. So yeah. I don't want to make it too complicated, you know?
Yeah.
But of course, like we said, it's just a try. If after 6 months we have like 30 subscribers, we're not going to continue because it's a lot of work, hours to do the script, you know, prepare put the tree inside, talking, you know, and a video, and you do the cuts, you know, but it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
So if you cannot make money, we're going to stop, you know. December, we have like between 50 and 100 subscribers, then of course we're going to do it next year.
Yep. So that's
then next year come back this autumn in USA, for example, I'm going to make some interviews from all the masters, Mike Lane and you, and all the people I will call, maybe Ryan now, and I'm going to speak about my tour in USA. I'm going to start to speak about a lot of things.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to just point out here for our listeners that are interested in your style, interested in seeing the progression of Cosmic. You know what that means? That people, anyone that's listening and you like Cosmic, please watch out for the release of Laurent's subscription and subscribe. And that sounds very affordable for some really good information. So, you know, I want to help you promote this, of course, and I would love to see more Cosmic. So, guys, if you're listening and you're into it, please help him out, because like you said, the editing process, the getting the materials together, getting his film guy to do what he needs to, that's all time consuming, because for a 45 to an hour long video, you and your partner are going to sit down and record probably 3 to 4 hours. You know, it would take a whole day to get this right, you know, so it is a lot of work. So
thank you very much for advertising. And that's the idea. That's what I said to Nathan. Like I told you, I didn't want to do video for years. If I do it, I want to have fun. And I know it's a question of me, like traveling all over the world. So more I'm going to have subscribers, more I'm going to have means, more I can have make good content for the next video, you know?
Yeah.
I can maybe start to travel again in Taiwan and make a, you know, review on the Taiwan, all the nursery I know in Taiwan, you know, with my friends working on Taiwan juniper. We can imagine many, many things, even coming to America, working like on big juniper, everything is possible. It's just a question of means.
Yep. Yep. And yeah, it all takes time. I mean, for travel, you need to get paid for it. That's bonsai is a journey, but also you can't survive if you're not making it. I know what you mean. So since we have a handful of minutes here to kind of talk a little bit about a couple more things. So I wanted to get your takeaway, because I know we never really got to talk about your experiences in America. So I know it's not a lot of time. You can't tell the entire story, but a lot of people were curious about where you went to and how you felt. So if you can give us kind of a little rundown of your American tour, and will you be coming back, is a big question.
They're part of the organization. I will come back in a bit later. For now, I'm in a discussion with I forgot his name in California. The young guy, Julian Tsai, in California.
Yeah.
So he's actually he starts to organize the tour in the West Coast, because this time I'm gonna cut in two parts. Because last time, so I'm gonna make a little resume of my journey in America. I came like 2 months in September, October last year. So I started with Mike Lane, as you know, he opened the door of America for me. So I've been a lot in Miami, Tampa, Cap Coral, Orlando.
Yeah,
then I came back with Mike. Then we've been together to New England. Then we worked in Rhode Island and with Ashley Carrier, English Bonsai Nursery, I think. Both England Nursery. So, well, I'm going to resume. I made like 11 states in 1 month and a half.
Yeah.
So it was very, very busy. But next time I want to take more time for myself, working 5 days and having one day off for me, you know, and not the day I'm traveling in the plane. So to be more like fresh, you know?
Yeah.
Last time I was very, very, very tired. Even if it was pretty relaxing in Louisiana compared to the other things.
Yeah.
So I've been from the East Coast and I finished on the West Coast. And I've been also to Ryanair make a podcast. So it was pretty amazing, but it was too deep. How can I say that? Not heavy, but it was too much work for human beings, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's asking a lot. Like you said, 1 month to hit 11 different places. And then even
one month and a half, but I didn't even stay. Plus the travel, all the time, cars, plane. So you have time for nothing. You just wake up, go work, speak with people, and people are very demanding. And I'm okay for that. But sometimes you need the rest, you know, to give them the right answer. If you're very tired, you don't give the right answer.
Yep. Yeah, because
it's very cool. People are very kind and very open-minded, and that's the point to me. That nothing compared to Europe, even. When I was doing the conference in San Jose, I had, of course, I would not say haters like in Europe, like, but people do agree with my work. But we have a debate. We could have a conversation. In Europe, you cannot have a conversation. As every time, first of all, I'm never invited nowhere. So they try everything they can to avoid me. And they speak on Facebook only, on all social media, and they don't want to debate with me. You know?
Yeah.
In America, even if the people don't like my work, they can talk with me.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, you know?
And it's interesting because...
It's cool. America are open-minded people. They are a new country. So they don't have, happy.
And everything's not sunshine and daisies over here. I've heard people express that they're not crazy about your style. But I feel like it's only because things that we've talked about in the past is that you've only been here one time. And so a lot of these trees that just look like the beginning stage, it doesn't make any sense to these people. And it's a lot of people that are old school, like people who have been doing bonsai for, since the 80s for, 30, 40 years. And then they see you come over here and do this crazy thing and they don't understand it. So. But there's a lot of people that are really open.
That's what I'm saying. We have to educate them. We have to educate them.
Yeah.
And so we educate them. We need to show them some trees. It was the same in Europe. Now they can't talk about my trees because they are perfect. They speak about me.
But
about the man. So they don't speak about my trees anymore. Or they just take my display and they speak about the side of my display that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
So, but they try everything they can to avoid the reality of the work.
Yeah.
So in America, people are not completely against it. If we show them slowly by slowly, years after years, that the result is there and that some trees are going to disappear, and that they will see the process of making a good perfect moment tree.
Yeah.
And they will change their mind. Of course, there will still some people that will not like it, but that's not the problem. Just the idea is that you just try. And if you don't like it, then you know what you're talking about. You can say why you don't like
it. Isn't it? And
but not liking it without trying it, or without in Europe, they speak about it, but they never read my book. It doesn't make sense.
That's That's one thing I worry about with this show, with my podcast in particular, is that me and Carmen will get on here and we will look at trees and we'll critique them. And that's one thing that's a little worrisome sometimes. I don't know how the audience feels like about that, but that is something that I would like to put in conversation more and more often. That's why I kind of push for it. I'm not going to hold back when it comes to how I feel about the tree, or I'm just trying to tell the listeners what I feel like could be improved, or things that like are possibilities. And so, yes, in America,
judging or just speaking about choosing process?
Both. We're
judging,
talking about
choosing in an exhibition situation.
Yeah, we're doing both. We're doing trees that are on display and in exhibitions, and we're also talking about trees that people will submit to us. They'll say, "What do I do with this tree?" And we'll sit there, we will break it down tree by tree. And that's something that I guess we do more here, or I would like to see more. And that's why I talked to a long time
ago.
Analyzing. What was that?
Just think about analyzing the tree during a workshop. Just think about analyze the tree during the workshop.
Oh, analyzing. Directly. Yeah. That's
looking at the defaults and all the kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so I had spoke with Jonas Dupuy a while back about talking about bonsai in a show like this, or, you know, when he writes his articles, he would talk about the trees and stuff there. And I'm like, I really like how you do that. And then he said, well, you do it as well, because more people are not, you know, more people should be doing it and no one's doing it. And so it's kind of funny to hear you say, like, over in Europe, nobody wants to talk like that. They all want to be with their friends, and they want to hang out, and they want to, you know, everything's got to be their way, you know. So maybe
that's kind of fascist in the way. They want, that kind of a dictator. They say, this is the way to do it, and if you don't do it this way, you don't do bonsai. Who are you to say that? Especially, you know, my background. I have 35 years of bonsai. I'm not coming from nowhere.
Yeah.
And I know how to do traffic, and they stopped inviting me because I'm too demanding. Because, you know, every time I was a judge, I was too rude. They say, oh, you cannot do that with your, but it's junk. The brush are not good. You need to stick in a pot. So, you know, you can have to be demanding and at the same time not be too much demanding in reason of, you know, business, because it's your customer and you sold the tree to this guy. But still, it's a national exhibition. So you have to judge the best, you know. I mean, that's my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
If I do workshop, you see, I'm cool with people. I tell them, you know, you want to work on cotton bonsai, don't come with a stick, because you have to grow it. If I have no branches, I can do nothing. It doesn't mean you will never do nothing with a stick. It means just grow it first.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a huge part of like how we talk about cosmic too, is that the whole process is growing it, and you will even see promise in a stick, in a pot. I mean, it could be, like you said, it could be anything, but the work is what is going to need to be reflected.
That's the point, you know. Oh. Japanese thought it's abstraction. They cut the branches, they put the triangle, and they pinch it for years before they get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of these addition. I grow them.
Yeah.
So now I'll go take a tree from the mountains, cut everything, put the wire on it, put the perfect triangle, a perfect pot coming from Japan, go to exhibition, get a prize. I made it when I was younger, but now I'm more interested by growing trees. Especially you can do a monster with nothing, from a chip, from a layer, from a cutting, from everything. Everybody can make a masterpiece with nothing, just time.
Yep. And I think,
not everybody can buy a Yamadori, you know? Yamadori is 2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
Yeah.
It's out of price, right?
And I think what would be interesting is if people got their hands on older trees that were in Japanese styles, and if they were to have the nerve, and if they were like, okay, I want to make this into cosmic. If they took an old traditional tree that already has a good trunk and good branches, and take the base of that tree and just put cosmic on it. I hope that's something
I always advise people to not do that, because I'm old school. Never forget that. So to me, you know,
people
tree,
do that?
No, of course not. Because imagine a tree. People ask me already that I met a old tree like 50 years old in a juniper or in a Ashley Carrot nursery. And he says, I want you to do potluck. I say, I cannot because the tree has so much character.
Yeah, yeah.
So then if you take a tree from the mountain, for example, it's already 300 years old. I will do the Japanese classic style because this is like, I don't know how, it's like killing the soul of the tree. It's like, can pop up with that.
Yeah. And that's something.
To me, cosmic is just like, you take something that has no value. It can be a stamp also, a big stamp, doesn't matter. Like we have done with your whole Cypress, right?
Yeah.
It's a nursery without character. But if you take a whole pine with a lot of dead wood, I will never do a cosmic with that. I will do a full special ratio my way, but I will do a triangle on it. Because okay. I'm old school and I will never destroy the soul of the tree just because I want to be cosmic on it.
Okay. So, yeah, that's kind of the...
I don't think you will. You have not to. I say, I would not.
And that might be a little surprising for our listeners for, you know, pushing and promoting your style, but then every once in a while you'll see a tree that you're like, I can't mess this up. This is what the tree is.
Because trust me, we didn't speak about it from the start of the conversation, but as you know, I started junipers and pines 20 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like deciduous, you can prepare a tree for in like 10 or 15 years, you can have a monster tree in 15 years. Conifers, it's like minimum 30 years. But believe me, conifers I made in cosmic style for 30 years or 40 years, when I will go to exhibition, you will amaze. Mm. A lot of dead wood, life right everywhere. I just have to find another way to put the clouds because it can't be the triangle way because I'm going to hide everything, right? So yeah. I have to put the clouds outside of the structure. So it's going to be something completely new. But believe me, it's going to be amazing, like a tree going in a mountain. But in a mountain going on another planet, another kind of mountain, maybe a cubic mountain or a triangle mountain. Believe me, the trees are going to be out of this world.
Of course. And that's...
So I will never do that with the old Yamato. I don't say you don't have to, but because I'm coming from the Japanese style, you know, I will never kill the soul of a tree that's coming from the mountain.
Yeah,
but I can do it with material I created.
Yeah, if it's cosmic, it needs to start its life from a cutting as a cosmic tree and built into that. And that's kind of where, and that's not the hard and fast. Like that's not the only way to do it, but that's something that's a little bit more preferred because that's when you're going to get the best trunk for cosmic is from cutting or from seed, and that is something that. Like you said, will only take time.
Because you create everything from the start.
Yep, from
but
nothing.
Don't misunderstand.
Yeah.
I could start from a juniper work for 50 years by Taiwan from the ground and from the top because it's handmade. You know, it's not coming with the soul of the nature. It's not a tree growing in a mountain for like 500 years or 600 years.
Yeah.
I could take a Japanese, if I had the money, I would bring a juniper from Taiwan, like 50 years old, but it's handmade. So I will grow the branches and do like cosmic style on it with no problem because it's handmade from the start.
Yep. So.
Especially with pool to me, you know, you understand?
Yeah. No, that comes down to responsibility of developing the tree. Like you said, it was made by humans. So you have the responsibility to continue the style and develop the way that humans would design it versus if it was collected from nature. If it's collected from nature, you honor the nature.
I don't have to cut it in it.
Hmm. Yeah.
But the Yamato we coming from the mountain, she's 70 years old. I have to do all this way. I mean, I feel this way. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I feel this way.
Yeah.
If you give me one way and three, I will never do a cosmic with it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Like one artist has done their thing and you're like, no, I can't do that. I can't mess this up.
I will take the best poles, you know, visualize them, make the deadwood, and put the triangle on. Maybe I'm going to make one special branch because I'm this kind of guy. But I'm not going to make all the tree cosmic. First, because you have to grow it for me.
And
I need 500 more years to make it cosmic at the end. It's already 500 years old.
Yeah, of course. So, and maybe. But before we start to wrap up here, because we're getting at the end of our time that we can record. So you have your third book. So we talked. You said that your preferred way is to get your teachings and your philosophies and all the stuff that you think about. You rather see them in books. And so I know you have your first and your second book out. And so, is there anything you can tell the audience about your third book?
But the second book is going to be like an art book. So, like I said, everything you have to learn from me is already in the first and the second. So the third book is going to be like, you know, I was a writer at the base. I wrote like three romans, but it didn't work that much. So I want more writings and a lot of praising the exhibition situation. So final story with a lot of stories. So it's probably going to take me 3-4 years, not because I could write it this year, for example, but I don't have enough pictures of trees.
Okay.
So I want my students to make final trees with their own stories, and because my book is going to be only trees in exhibition situation with details of the robots or all the stories that people will make for themselves. And I need cosmic nature to pull my tree.
Yeah.
So it will take time, you know?
So that also tells...
I go on the third book to be only with my tree.
Yeah.
You know?
Now that's what I was going to say is when people subscribe to your online thing and they read your first books and then you give your workshops and et cetera, you know, you want them to show you the work that they've created. You want to see bonsai, cosmic bonsai, because that's going to be you paying it forward, giving it back. Is that you gave it? They gave it back to you.
And that's it. That's the idea. Create a red line. So what I say in the video is like teaching how to do cosmic bonsai and have fun together. And yeah. The red line is when I do workshop abroad, then we can speak about what I said about me in the video, and then you can show me your work.
Yep.
And then we can start to say, because now for now I focus on how to make cosmic bonsai, because it's a lot of technical information that you have to absorb.
Yeah.
But after we're going to speak about the storytelling. But to me, the most important is the storytelling.
Yep.
I see more and more people try to copy my stories, but that's not the goal. My goal is that you create your own story. You like surf? Speak about surf. You like basketball? Speak about basketball. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'm not kidding. I want to be surprised. I don't want people copying. I see more and more people buying my figurines, buying my robots, telling the same story I'm telling. And it's not behind it. Really, from the start, Cosmic is about speaking about the cosmos, but being universe.
So what Laurent's saying over here for our listeners is don't buy Ashley Wood robots and do post-apocalyptic.
I'm still buy it because I need money, but...
first buy it because you like it, because you want to support him. But like he said, speak about your own story. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that you can buy the robot, but use it for different displays.
Yeah. And... You make it make an homage.
Don't tell the same story as me, you know? Just like use it for another story.
Yep. So we encourage
you. If you do that, we're going to be like Japanese.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make a school.
No, I don't want to do that.
You're going to make a school built on hard and fast rules, and you don't want that. You want.
But it's bamboo?
What was that?
Repeat what you said. I didn't understand.
Hard and fast rules, like rules that are just, like you said, if we all do the same thing, then it's going to be just like Japanese style. So everybody has robots. Yeah, everybody has robots. Everybody has skulls and, you know, like humans being like represented in nature in the wrong, you know, like, you know, that's not what you want.
No, that's not what I want, because I'm sure in the future when I'm going to be dead, I'm going to have some children that say, you have to put the robot here, you have to put the spot here, this kind of skull, tell this story.
Yep.
Exactly what I went wrong.
Yep.
Because if I start to do that, then I'm going to be like, every master on earth, do what I say. And that's not what I want. Technically do what I say, because of course there is techniques to the perfect time. So I have to teach you how to grow it, how to scarify it, how to move the branch, you know, how to use these spaces and not this one, what time you can take out the leaves or not, depending on the country you're living in. This yep. is real. This is technical. You know? But your story is your story. You yep. love fish, speak about fish. You love dogs, speak about dogs. You love dead people, speak about dead people.
Yeah.
Really, that's the most important thing. You have to appropriate yourself, your story.
Yeah. Put yourself into the work and create exactly. art. Yeah, that's what you want.
Even on the tree. I teach you how to do it, but you can make high tree, branch going under the table, you know, long tree, if you like, you know, flat part. Do what you like. Don't try to copy me. Copy my techniques, but don't copy my style.
Exactly. Yeah. So
at the end, everybody's going to have his own copy style.
Yes. And that's what your third book will hopefully embody, is everyone's stories from your
exactly.
style. Yeah.
Exactly. You got it. That's why I don't want to. I could make my book right now, but that's going to be like, you know, like very arrogant and narcissistic books. Like, look at me, my trees, my display, you know, me, you know, speaking about me. If I use all my students' work all over the world, then I'm going to show to the people all over the world, it's universal. It's not talking about long value. It's talking about cosmic time. It's about the meaning of my work for 20 years. I want it to be universal.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing. And I really hope it works out for you for that. We're going to come to a close here, and we're going to start wrapping up, but just wanted to let our listeners know. So if they want to subscribe to your upcoming online platform, do they go to a particular website for it, or is that still in the works?
No, for now, we're going to announce it on my Facebook page and Instagram.
Okay.
Cosmic Bonsai, of course, in Facebook, and Cosmic Bonsai also on Instagram. So, and then they're going to have a link. But whatever, you know, it's like it's the modern way. You just Google it, Cosmic Bonsai, like you can have my website. You're going to have my channel also.
Okay.
Because the name of the platform will be Cosmic Bonsai Channel.
Okay. So for our listeners, if you're interested in learning more cosmic and speaking with Laurent more in the future and being part of this movement, just Google Cosmic Bonsai or keep up with him on Facebook or Instagram. Follow him there. He's already got a teaser video of him discussing what it's going to be all about. If you didn't get enough from this episode, then you can go over there and get some more content from him there as well. But yeah, before we wrap it up, I do always do my patron shout outs at the end of every episode now. So let's go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and say those patrons real quick. And thank you guys so much for supporting and making this possible. So I'm going to start my list off with Vicky Off, Boyd Snellgrove, Ricky Ruins, Joshua Bentley, Snappy Chappers, Joel Jenkins, Justin Knight, Backyard, Bonsai Australia, Ben Crean, Greenwich Gardens, Taylor Peacock, Chase Retweet, Austin Atkins, Karen Codswell, Lois Torres, AC Castle, Bonsai Marine, J.A.S. Potts, Chris Fassoon, Timothy Arsenal, Randy Bennett, Victrina Ridgeway, LaRon's Bonsai Yard, Nate Murray, Nancy Hoffman, Joshua Roth Tools, J.M. Stewart Woodworking, David N., Barry's Bonsai, Sean Seaman, Gilbert Hoyes, David J. Boccaccini, David Smith, His Warrior, Chantel Wynn, Byron Myrick Pottery, Dale, Eddie Fernandez, Joseph Dominque, Wesley Thompson, Kyle Forward, Angel Niblock, Andrew Willingby, and Kyle Forward again, because I put it on there on accident twice. Specimen Best Buds, guys supporting at the $30 level. Thank you so much. Unryuin Bonsai Garden in Australia, Christina Corforia, and of course, Bill Butler of Bill's Bayou being our anchor patron supporting us. Thank you guys so much. And if you guys want to check out more content for the podcast show, you can follow me on Instagram, on Facebook. You can go check out Carmen's stuff at Becoming Bonsai on Instagram. Mike Lane, of course, you can go over and check out kitsunebonsai.com and see what Mike is doing as far as classes and what he's offering. He's in South Florida. Carmen is in Michael Hagedorn's garden currently, and I am in Louisiana, Southeast Louisiana. And you can go over to Underhill Bonsai and see my articles and see what we have available as far as stock and other items for bonsai. But yeah, thank you so much for hanging out, Leroux. I'm so used to calling you Low, and I'm trying to keep the show up to date on by just saying your name. So yeah, I apologize on that. But thank you so much for hanging out with me, Laurent.
You're welcome. Thank you to you.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it's very difficult to get this together because I'm terrible with time zones, but I'm glad we could work this out. And whenever you get your platform launched, I would love to talk to you more about it as you develop it, and we'll see where you get with that. So, thanks for hanging out, and we'll be putting another episode out next week and hanging out with our listeners next time. So you guys have a wonderful week.
Tonight, I see faces as they pass beneath the pale lamp light. I've no choice but to follow that call. The bright lights, the people, and the moon and all. I pray every day to be strong, for I know what I do must be wrong. Or you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon Street. It was many years ago I became what I am. I was trapped in this life like an innocent lamb. Now I can never show my face at noon, and you'll only see me walking by the light of the moon. The brim of my hat hides the eye of a beast, have the face of a sinner, but the hands of a priest. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon. Of New Orleans, she's innocent and young, from a family of means. I've stood many times outside her window at night to struggle with my instinct in the pale moonlight. How could I be this way? I pray to God above, I must love what I destroy and destroy.